Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
In a recent study done at the University of California by Naomi Eisenberger, offering support to others may actually actively help to reduce stress. They took 20 couples and actually shocked one partner with a mild electric shock that showed distress, and then the other partner was in the position to be providing either care and support or was actually prevented from providing care and support. And they actually did that in a functional magnetic resonance imaging machine and studied what happens in the brain with brain activity when people were able to provide support and care for their loved ones. And what they actually found was that the reward-related areas of the brain were activated in those people that were able to provide care, and that when participants were actually able to help their loved ones, they experienced positive emotions, which are commonly associated with things like eating chocolate and having financial rewards. Under conditions where participants were unable to provide support to their loved one, these regions in the brain showed dramatically decreased activity. And so the findings were actually published in the Journal of Psychosomatic Medicine and suggest that offering support to others may actually act as a form of reward, but also actively help to reduce stress. Because for those people that provided support, the areas in their brain that process stress were actually showed decreased activity. And so both stress and rewards in our life are really, really closely linked to well-being and happiness. So providing support or caring for the people in our world may actually be really powerful medicine. But what does this look like? How do we make this a reality in our world? I've got 8 tips for us to consider and a couple of mind games to play over the next 2 weeks. So the first tip or tool that I would say when it comes to caring for other people is that we need to build our own empathy muscle. We are really ineffective in our ability to care for others unless we have a pretty deep understanding of ourselves, because this actually allows us to ask ourselves, how would it feel if I were in their shoes? Do I need to care at this point? What type of caring would be important or meaningful for me? So building your own empathy muscle is the first step. It's really important in being an effective carer of the people in our world. Recognizing our own stuff, so actively understanding our own issues in some way and our own thoughts and feelings about a given situation actually actively allow us to work to keep that out of the caring equation as much as possible and ensure that our caring is about the other person and not about our own stuff. Talking with the people that we are considering caring for about what's happening for them and what their needs might actually be is a really, really important part of caring, so that the care that we provide is actually matched to the needs and not what we think the needs might be. And be sure to clarify that with the person at every step of the way. And so this helps us to actually understand the type of caring that's required. And sometimes just being there with the person is actually enough. So listening rather than offering advice and answers about what you would do in a given situation is and just hearing their emotional state and being there for them is a particularly effective type of caring. So the next tip would be, think about the people that you already care for. Understand the type of caring that you provide to them and why that would be important. Again, all of these make us a much better carer. So, this week's mind game. Ask someone in your world this week about the actual quality of your caring. How am I doing? Am I doing well? Is there some things that you might need that I could provide? Could I do things differently? And do what you can to take on board what they say. So by doing so, you may actually be able to make some small improvements, find out what you're doing really, really well, and both you and the person that you care for would reap the benefits. So think about caring this week on Mind Games.